All right, we have, I think, an unusual situation in the shul. It's a nice situation. We have a period of 3 weeks where we have successive bar mitzvahs. I don't know when the last time this occurred, but I think it's a nice event. We have Parsha Toldot is Rabbi Ismach's son, this Gabriel Ismach has bar mitzvah. And then Vayetze is Ephraim Greenfield. And then Vayishlach is Nate Zitter. And it's a nice simcha. So I thought I would talk about... What? I'm sorry?
Six in a row.
When? But that's a long time ago, isn't it? Yeah, okay, but it's nice. It's a nice simcha, especially after this whole COVID mess.
What do you mean after?
Well, all right. Anyway. all right. Anyway, it's a nice simcha. Anyway, so I thought I would talk about when does a bar mitzvah boy become a bar mitzvah? When does he become a bar mitzvah? It sounds like a conundrum. When does a bar mitzvah boy become a bar mitzvah? And this came up in Daf Yomi. I didn't discuss it this year so much. It came up in Daf Yomi, and also and I have these sheets from the Aladaf by Rabbi Zev Dickstein, and Rabbi Arya Leibowitz also spoke about it this week in the yeshiva, so I thought I would talk a few minutes about it. So the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud talks about how old animals have to be for a different korbano. Let's say a par has to be 3 years old, so the Gemara says it doesn't have to be 3 years old, it could be it's 2 years and a day. It says because one day during the year counts as a whole year. So you need, 24 months and a day, and that's a 3-year par. So Tosos brings down over there, it works that way. When they say you need 24 months and a day, that's by this din. But in other halachot, when Chazal say a day, it doesn't mean that's the whole thing. So he mentions about Yud Gimel Shana and Yom Echad. If I say the boy has to be 13 in a day, it doesn't mean that he's 12 years in a day. He needs to be a full 13 years old. But there's a question in the poskim, what does it mean to be a full 13 years old? So actually, the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch brings two dinim, which we'll be able to glean in the basic halachot. He says, in Siman Nun Hei, the Mechaber says, Liolam hu katan, a boy is always a katan, ad shivishte sarot acharshia ben shlochas reishonav yom echad, until he shows signs of puberty after he's 13 and a day old. Shnada yibur ba shlochas reichodesh. So, what does it mean? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's halach l'moshe mi-Sinai, shlo yikarei ha-zachar, that he's not called like a male, an adult, ad shishlonu lo shoshes reishonav, yivi gam shen shtei sarod, hu mechlal kol ashrim shibklu chazal halach l'moshe mi-Sinai. It's among all the halachot that chazal have from Moshe mi-Sinai. But once he gets l'chlal shanim, once he gets the amount of years, then there's a presumption that he's maybe shtei sa'arot, and it comes out that we can rely on that if it's a din d'rabbanan, but a din d'oraisa, then we can't. And then there's another halacha the Mechaber brings down in Siman Nun Gimel. He says that, let's say a boy's bar mitzvah is on Shabbos. So he says that boy should not daven Mariv that Friday night. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's talking about where they would daven Mariv earlier. They're davening, let's say, from Plag Mincha. So even though, but if Lu Yetzur would be after and say Sekochavim, then he could daven. So most poskim take it that a boy is bar mitzvah. When it means 13 and a day, it doesn't mean 13 and 24 hours. It means a full 13 years. So once he gets like a few seconds, and so let's say he's born on the 10th of Nisan. So if he's born on the 10th of Nisan, let's say he's born on the 10th of Nisan at 3 p.m., then 13 years later, in the evening of the 10th of Nisan, after Seisa Kokavim, he's bar mitzvah. That's the way most poskim take it. That's the way the Taz takes it. That's the way Magen of Ram takes it. That's the way most poskim hold. Now, it would be too simple if I were to just stop there. So, but there's another sheet that's brought down in Rishonim. Tosos and Erechin brings this down, and the Meiri and Nida takes it, brings it down, that he says that 13 and a day does not mean that. 13 a day means May 8 La 8. It means that if you were born at 3 p.m. on the 10th of Nisan, then you become a bar mitzvah at 3 p.m. 13 years later. That's the way they take it. Now this shita, it's brought down in the Shiltot. There's a nativ on this. And listen to what the Shiltot says. He says, and it comes up, like the Gemara Nida mentions it, like you're 13 when, for Nadarim and things like that. And then he says, V'chein lein in onshin, lo mikri ish, a latino ben shosho hishana v'yom echad, me'eit la'eit. So the Shilto throws in the words, me'eit la'eit. And then the Netziv says, the Netziv wrote a commentary on the Shultot, the Hamishala. The Netziv says that my son, Reb Chaim, he had a son, Reb Chaim Berlin, he says, it's coming to teach from me from hour to hour the way it went through. And then he said, it's a good Ha'ara, and he goes on and he talks about it anymore. And he says that even though they all say, all these other poskim say it's just like 1 minute into the thirteenth, you know, the day that the way I described earlier. He says, "Ve'ilu ru'u divrei rabbeinu lo havudachu b'shtei yadayim." Had they seen the Shiltot, in other words, the early Rishonim hadn't seen the Shiltot. Had these earlier seen the Shiltot, they would have been chozer. And he goes on to say, it's like Toa B'Dvar Mishnah. In other words, if you haven't seen the Shiltot, Shiltot is like from the Zvan Agonim, and they would have been chozer on the whole thing. So there's a what? Okay, so then the Bali Tosos do bring down a Shita that way. We have to see. There is a Tosos that brings down. I don't know who saw the Shiltot, who didn't see the Shiltot.
Yeah.
But what about like the Magen Avraham and the Taz? Did they know the Shiltot? You know?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, so Ramosha Sternbuch in the Masefer Moedim Uzmanim goes into this whole thing. He quotes the Hamek Shala. And he says, "Ulashito Reilu, which Tzrich Meilei Ruvi Lachush, in Nolad BeEmtzayom, Shibiyom Abaritzvah Tzrich Lachaniyat Tzvilim B'Tzarayim." So, Rav Sternbach then say that it's appropriate. Let's say a boy is born at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So now it's the day of his bar mitzvah. Let's say it's the 10th of Nisan at 3 p.m. He should put on tefillin again after 3 p.m. because when he put it on before 3 p.m., he wasn't chayav on a derais level. Now he's chayav on a derais level, so he says you should do that again. She'ulai lo nasa ad az bar mitzvah min haTorah umashniyah pekatnuto lo mahani. Maybe what he put on earlier doesn't help him. That's what he wants to say. Then he says vana uvda yadana b'shem b'no shalachad migdolei ador zatzal. I know an incident in the name of the son of one of the gedolim, and Rav Leibowitz said that this was the Briska Rav, the son of the Briska Rav. He says shesiper he'achni re laviv leil bar mitzvah shelo shunola lufto boker b'lad of shashlosh. So he was born at 3 a.m. in the morning. In other words, the son of the Briska Rav, assuming it's the Briska Rav. He says v'amuna shachar b'shlosh v'chetzi. Amuna shachar was at 3:30 in the morning. V'aviv shamar leil shimurim v'neir kolay la'ir benel. His father, if it's the Briska Rav, stayed up the whole night to wake up the son at 3 a.m. Wait, here's of two. He says she kra az birchat haTorah kriyas shema da'arvid u'zechir yisitzrayim kedin, so that the son could get up and recite Shema again. Now the son is chayev in kriyas shema min haTorah and zechir yisitzrayim. He says the machkra be'erev nei she'ashen lo mahani l'shita d'bay made late. According to the Shito, it doesn't help. Now he's chayv deraisa and he wants to get it. Bin chayim in haTorah, and I'm skipping some parts here. And then he goes on, v'aviv zirzo lomar b'kavana, and then he says, ulamarei einav kol yimei chayav simchat aviv shiroto mekayim b'rishona mitzvah delokini b'rach shmo kalacha b'hidur. He always sees in his eyes, he sees his father, his father woke him up, and he always sees his father who was so delighted that the son was mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. What time is your son born?
I don't remember.
Day or night?
There wasn't much.
All right. Anyway, so I heard. All right. So Rav Leibowitz said that Rabbi Sobolovsky did this with his own son. That he woke him up and he did like this. And Rav Leibowitz said that in his house, like it's a different. He did said it wouldn't have gone over well in his house. Anyway, now there's another shita. There's one more shita, and then we'll wrap this up. It's an interesting topic. There's more to speak about with this topic. There's a Divrei Chamudot. The Divrei Chamudot in Masechet Nida learns that when Chazal say Shloshes Shana V'Yom Echad, it means 13 years till the end of that day. So if you were born, in other words, everybody should wait till the end of the day for uniformity. Nope, we can't rely on anybody. In other words, really Mitzad Adin, Divrei Chamudot understands that it's the hour. But because everybody's got a different hour, and it's hard to be mvaro whose hour is what hour, so everybody should wait till the end of the day. So it would come out for the bar mitzvah. Let's say a boy is born at 3 p.m. on the 10th of Nisan, so most poskim would say that evening he's a bar mitzvah. Then some poskim say at 3 p.m. he's a bar mitzvah, and according to Bar Chamudot, he's not a bar mitzvah till the end of the day. So it really comes into play, especially if you have a boy who's like bo by yom on Shabbos, he becomes a bar mitzvah, because according to, it depends on what time of the day he's born, and according to Divrei Chamurot, he's not even a bar mitzvah until the end of the day. That becomes a little more of a tricky issue. And then another issue which comes up into play is, but not for today, is like, let's say you have you know, a kriyas Torah like Parsha Zachor, you know, parents are happy to my son, you know, Yaakov should read the Parsha Zachor, but that's a chiv deraisa, and again, it's only a presumption that he's reached godless when he's 13, so it's not appropriate to have a bar mitzvah boy, I think, to lay in Parsha Zachor. And it's also problems with Parsha Shkalim, which I've spoken about on Parsha Shkalim, and then sometimes people feel like they want their son to lay in the Megillah, and it's not so pashut. The Megillah is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah during the day, so those are other sort of side issues that come into play. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, Rebbe Chanan, Baruch Hashem, 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 Baruch H